Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Yes, welcome to Law Master's Law of God broadcast. Sometimes in speaking, you can have the right word in mind, but the wrong thing comes out. The promises of God in the Bible, as I have said before, God does not speak. Therefore, God does not promise anything to anyone in the Authorized Version Bible, AVB. But men make promises to God in the AVB. Men speak to God in the AVB. Men speak to men in the AVB. But yes, men promise God certain things in the AVB. God does not speak, therefore he does not make any promises or give any promises to anyone in the AVB. I've said that I have received the promises coming from the Gentiles to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. What do I mean by that? I mean that I have knowledge of the promises. I have knowledge of the promises that the Gentiles have made to me in the AVB. The Gentiles are responsible for carrying out and making good on their promises which they have made to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. just as they are to make good on all the other things they have said to God in the AVB. Now, this is a correction. It has to do with the infallibility of all things. Listen. All things are infallible. I repeat, all things are infallible. They are incapable of error in their work of identifying the Lord God. You should know that all things have identified Tommy L. Hart, the present speaker, as being the man having the designation of God, and nothing can change that. Mistakes cannot change that truth. Nothing I can say can change the fact of that matter. All things are infallible in their judgment on the person, the identity of God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God according to all things in the which have come from the AVB. No mistake, no error, no denial, no omission can change the judgment which all things have rendered with respect to God and the name of God. Okay. All things are infallible. I asked the black people who call themselves Christians, who are you following? Do you know who you are following? Again, I ask, who are you following? Do not say you are following Jesus. Do you know who you are following? Jesus did not write down anything for you or to you to follow in the AVB. Jesus has not said anything to you. And by the way, in the AVB, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the character Jesus is fictitious. So again, I ask you black people, who are you following? Do you know? Now, the definition of follow is to act in accordance with, imitate, to accept the authority of, obey. So the question to you Christianized black people is this: who or what do you act in accordance with? Who or what do you imitate? Or whose or what authority do you accept? Or this, who or what do you obey? All those questions ask this one thing. Black people, who are you following? Do you know? Consider these things. John 11:49, ye know nothing at all. John 4:22, you do not know what you worship. Numbers 15:26, all the people were in ignorance. And I'm speaking, still speaking to the black people here. And with respect to the black people and their Christianity, their confessed or professed Christianity, all of them have been in ignorance to the truth of God. Isaiah 9:16, the leaders of this people cause them to err. Now the question to the Christianized black people becomes twofold. One, who are you following? And two, who are your leaders? Do you know? Hear what your leaders have said about you. I will turn to Esther 3:8. In Esther 3:8, these words are recorded. There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. By way of reminder, I remind you black people that, black people were defeated militarily once upon a time, and they were taken into captivity by their Gentile captors. Gentiles, that is, a.k.a. white people. And they were cast into enslavement by their Gentile captors. During the course of their captivity and enslavement to the Gentiles, black people were given information concerning Jesus. Black people were introduced to Jesus by way of their, by means of their Gentile enslavers, slaveholders. Now, who are you following? Who are your leaders? Your Gentile slave masters have recorded the statement there in Esther 3:8. First Thessalonians 1:6 says this. Let me turn to it. First Thessalonians 1:6. The statement says here, before that, let's go to 1 Corinthians 15:11. We find these words. The Gentiles are doing the talking. They say to you. They say to you, black people. And they could say the same thing to others as well. But my focus here is on black people at the moment. The Gentiles say to you, so we preached, so we preach, and so you believed. So we preached, or we preach, because they still do it to this very day. So we preach, and so you believe. You believed that which the Gentiles have preached. The character Jesus has not said anything to you. Remember, that character is a fictitious one in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So the Gentiles preached, and they preach now. They're not supposed to be doing that. Christianity has been abolished. They preach, and you, the black people, have believed. Now, first there, 1 Thessalonians, let's see here, 1:6. That statement says this. You became followers of us. Stop right there. Because what comes immediately after that, what follows that, you have not done, but you have done this thing here. You became followers of us. That is written also by your those who conquered, the race who conquered the black people, cast them into captivity and enslavement. you became followers of them. Your former slaveholders and enslavers. The Gentiles. You became followers of the Gentiles. The Gentiles preach. You have believed what they preach. Therefore, you, as they have noted here, became followers of them. The us there in the statement is a reference to the Gentiles. You became followers of the Gentiles, not followers of Jesus. It was the Gentiles. It's the Gentiles, as they say. The scriptures are clear here. It's the Gentiles who preach. And you have believed that which they, the Gentiles, preach. You became followers. This is Bible. You became followers of the Gentiles and not followers of Jesus. Okay. There, and I've already stated it, but let me read what I have here. There in Thessalonians 1:6, the questions to the Christianized black people are answered. One, who are you following? Black people have followed, and yet they still follow the vain talk which has come from the Gentiles. And question number two, who are the leaders of the Christianized black people? Answer, the leaders of the Christianized black people are the Gentiles, a.k.a. white people. Conclusion, Christianized black people do not follow Jesus. They follow their leaders, the Gentiles, who have given to them, the black people, a vain faith. Now, the Gentiles have also told you this in the author, that is in the Authorized Version Bible. They've told you this. Listen. 1 Corinthians 15:2, last statement in the verse. The Gentiles say this to you, black people. You have believed in vain. The Gentiles preach. You believe what they preach. You became followers of the Gentiles. And with respect to your Christianized faith, or Christian faith, you have believed in vain. Your belief in Jesus is a vain belief. Your hope and trust in Jesus is vain. Now, also, further down in 1 Corinthians 15, that's verse 14, it's repeated. Your faith is vain. And again, in 1 Corinthians 15:17. It is said, your faith is vain. So, let's hear the conclusion again. Christianized black people do not follow Jesus. They follow their leaders, the Gentiles, who have given to them, the black people, a vain faith. Moving on to the subject of faith, I say to all, hear this, 1 Thessalonians 1:8. First Thessalonians 1:8 says this. Listen carefully. Your faith toward God is spread abroad. I'm speaking to all people now. To all. Gentiles, black people, all. Your faith toward God is scattered abroad. What does that statement mean? That's a That's a great detail. It means this: your faith is scattered abroad. Whereabouts is your faith scattered abroad? Your faith is scattered abroad throughout the Authorized Version Bible. I say that again. Your faith is scattered abroad throughout the Authorized Version Bible. And what makes that evident? My work makes that evident. My works. Consider the foundation of the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. Consider the foundation, its foundation. You have a statement or statement coming from Joel 3:9, Matthew 11:15, 2 Samuel 22:47, John 1:45, Joshua 23:31, Ezekiel 7:10, Matthew 1:23, Acts 23:9, Exodus 9:27. 1 John 5:14, 2 Samuel 17:5, Daniel 9:14, Jeremiah 51:10, Matthew 3:15, Deuteronomy 6:25, Judges 13:23, John 6:29, Hebrews 12:9 and 28, Psalm 74:9, Hebrews 2:8, Romans 13:13, Romans 14:19, Deuteronomy 5:26, Deuteronomy 5:24, John 1:14, Acts 10:39, Mark 7:37, Acts 4:16, 1 John 3:20, Psalm 100:5, Psalm 99:9, 2 Corinthians 5:1, John 19:7, Jeremiah 8:8, Romans 7:12, Psalm 118:7, Proverbs 6:23, Galatians 6:7, Romans 15:4, Acts 5:29, Jeremiah 5:24, Deuteronomy 29:29. Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, Psalm 100:3, 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126:3, Psalm 98:1, Psalm 34:3, Jeremiah 51:10, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Exodus 24:7, Micah 4:5, Psalm 118:24, 1 Corinthians 4:9, Romans 14:8, Psalm 20:7, Jeremiah 44:25, Isaiah 40:8, Revelation 19:7, Revelation 19:5, Jude 25. Your faith is scattered abroad throughout the Authorized Version Bible. If that is not enough, the foundation of the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion, listen to this foundation. And I may not read it all, but just to make my point clear. The foundation, the authority and foundation of the law. Listen. Matthew 7:12, Psalm 49:1-2, Psalm 78:1, Isaiah 30:21, Romans 7:1, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 27:1, Deuteronomy 17:13, 2 Samuel 22:45, Revelation 21:3, Amos 5:14, John 9:21, Psalm 72:8 and 11, Mark 11:22, 1 Samuel 8:17, Psalm 62:11, Psalm 75:7, Revelation 21:3. Psalm 18:46, 1 Samuel 10:7, Deuteronomy 27:9, 1 Corinthians 3:17, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 111:3, Psalm 112:3, 1 Samuel 9:17, Acts 8:10, Psalm 100:5, 1 Corinthians 16:10, 2 Chronicles 20:20, Psalm 37:27, Acts 1:8, Job 22:22, Psalm 48:8, Ephesians 5:1, Isaiah 42:13, Deuteronomy 6:16, 2 Timothy 2:24, Romans 13:2, 1 Corinthians 7:36, 1 Chronicles 19:13, Psalm 1:6, Hosea 12:6, Luke 10:35, John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, 1 Samuel 2:3, 1 Kings 18:39, 2 Timothy 2:15, Deuteronomy 32:4. Hosea 2:20, Romans 15:12, Genesis 3:16, Judges 8:23, Psalm 112:2, Isaiah 54:3, Luke 10:4, Zechariah 8:16, Leviticus 19:11, Matthew 19:6, Proverbs 3:5, Isaiah 7:14, Proverbs 2:6, 2 Timothy 2:7, Isaiah 42:1, Isaiah 30:18, Isaiah 9:6-7, Amos 5:15, Deuteronomy 4:2, Luke 17:17, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalm 33:4, Daniel 11:36, Revelation 22:3, Jeremiah 39, Job 37:12, Psalm 37:34. You get the idea. Your faith is scattered abroad throughout the Authorized Version Bible. Now, what that is evident in the two foundations which I've read. Now, what have I done? I, the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, have arranged your faith. That's what I've done. I have set your faith in order. Wonderful. Wonderful. Luke 1:1 says, to God, set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Now, I've said this from the beginning, that in the Authorized Version Bible, the crucial matter of Bible content is scattered about. It's out of order. It's not. It has not been arranged. It is out of order, out of arrangement. The crucial matter of Bible content. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, deals with the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. When you read a story like, you can follow Moses, the character Moses, from birth to his death in the AVB. You can follow the story of Samson. You can follow the story of, to some extent, with regard to Job. You can follow the story of Jonah. You can follow the story of the character Jesus from the birth of Jesus to the crucifixion, death of Jesus. And you may get a sense that, and you can get a sense that those stories there have some order to them. That's the stories. But the crucial matter of Bible content inside the Bible, inside the AVB, is totally out of order. I've said that from the beginning of my teaching. The statement is true. And this statement in 1 Thessalonians 1:8 just confirms the matter, but so do my works confirm the matter. My very works confirm the matter that the crucial matter of the AZB is disordered and unarranged, out of arrangement. Not in perfect or good working order. Not at all. And I put the crucial matter in order. Isn't that something? I have set the crucial matter of Bible content in order. Now, you may ask, what is the crucial matter of the Bible? What is the crucial matter of the AVB? Let me tell you. These things make up the crucial matter of the AVB. and I'm reading from my writings, a declaration of the works of God. These things make up the crucial matter of the AVP. The Lord, the advent of the Lord predicted the Gentiles' official call and promises meant to be received by God. God's answer to the Gentiles' call and promises. The call, the promises, and God's answer. The Gentiles' covenant. All things, the law concerning God. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission. The Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. The Gentiles' official statement of confession. The Gentiles' curse against black people. The law for the people, you may call it Moses' law, the law of Moses, the law coming from the Gentiles, the law for the people. Okay. Judgments coming from the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. Those things make up the crucial matter of Bible content. And in the AVB, those things are out of order. In the works of God, they have been set in order. They've been put in order. The work of God. The work of God has to do with the crucial matter of the AVB. So, the statement in 1 Thessalonians 1:8 is true. In the AVB, your faith is spread abroad. Your faith is spread abroad throughout the AVB, but in the works of God, Tommy O'Hart, your faith is put in order. Your faith is ordered. Your faith has good arrangement, proper arrangement. Faith. Listen, you should know well what the term works of God or the term works of God refers to. You should know well what that refers to. In light of Galatians 3:23, and I will turn to it. Galatians 3:23 says this. It speaks about the faith which should be revealed. So, and Hebrews 11:1 speaks about faith. In light of Galatians 3:23 and Hebrews 11:1, faith, that which you should believe, that which is believed, is the substance which should be revealed. And the works of God constitute the evidence of things which before were not seen. Example, the Gentiles' official statement of conversion. Before my work was not seen. You cannot read the Bible and see the Gentiles' official statement of conversion. Right? So, the works of God are the end of your faith. Let me turn to this. I believe I'm going to James. If not James, I'm going to Peter. Well, let's see here. Okay, let's go to Peter then. Peter, chapter 1, 1 Peter, verse 9. Listen. This is about you. Receiving the end of your faith. Receiving the end of your faith. The works of God are the end of your faith. Let me quickly look up the definition of end. E-N-D. End. What is desired or hoped for? That's good enough right there. End. What is desired or hoped for? What is hoped for? One thing that is hoped for in the Authorized Version Bible. What is hoped for? Hebrews 11:1 says this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is desired or hoped for? Substance. Substance of what? Substance of the crucial matter of the AVB. Is that which is desired, that which is hoped for. Which substance constitutes your faith? What are you to do with that substance which is presented by God? You are to receive it. Receiving the end of your faith. What have the people, the Gentiles, asked for and expected of God? They have expected the works, the very works which I just read off a few minutes ago. Those things are asked for and expected. And that which is hoped for, that which is desired. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have given to the Gentiles that which they have desired. I have given to the Gentiles, my servants, that which they have asked of me. There's a statement in the AVB that says, and God granted them that which they requested. The statement is true. I'm speaking about it now. They asked for these things. Set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Then again, it says, do all things, and many other statements. Okay. All right. I have given to the Gentiles that which they have asked, and the things they have expected. So, hope now. That hope spoken of, the substance of things hoped for, that hope is realized now in the writings coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And in my writings, you have, and you can see, you can hear, even as I speak, you can hear the evidence. You can hear me speak of the evidence of things which before were not healing. Again, the works of God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, are the end of your faith. That end, that which is desired or expected, that which is hoped for. 1 Peter 1:9, receiving the end of your faith, that is your duty. Your duty is to receive the works of God. A statement in John says, believe the works, but you are to receive the works of God. You are to. The works of God are referenced in Luke 1:1 in the phrase, those things which are most surely believed among us. Isaiah 5:19 says, let him hasten his work. Let me turn to that. Isaiah 5:19. Here we go. I will read Isaiah 5:19. They say, let him make speed and hasten his work that we may see it. Let God make speed and hasten his work. The works of God, these works of mine, are expected. As I said, they are requested and they are expected of God. I have not just done something with no purpose in mind, no goal, or no intention. My work is asked for. My coming, my very coming, the very coming of God is asked for. You've heard me read the call, the Gentiles' official call for God, the Gentiles' official call meant to be received by God. Yeah. God is asked for. God has been asked for. God, the Gentiles have called upon God. And God has answered the Gentiles' call. Yes, very important statement. Let him make speed and hasten his work. For what reason? That we may see it. That we, the Gentiles, that we, the rulers, that we, the nations of the Gentiles, may see it. Listen. That we may know it. The Gentiles can see my work. They can understand my work. My work is clear. The Gentiles can now know my work. They can know my work. They hear me. They can hear me speak on my works. They can hear me deliver my works. As many of you have heard me do the readings. I did the readings the other Sunday. I read all my works. They say to me, here, let him, or they say about me, and I'm reading it, so they're speaking to me, you know, let him hasten his work that we may see it and that we may know it. Yes. The work of God, you can see it, you can hear it, you get my document, you can see it. My document, by the way, has been sent to certain people. A copy of my document and my word have been sent to some of those, some congresspeople, some governors, and the president of the United States of America. And I'm speaking of those who have been sent copies of my work just here recently. Just recently. Not to mention my former works were sent to some, including the papacy, the president of the United States at that time, Tony Blair's office, the Queen of England. My former works have been sent to those individuals. So I have been speaking to rulers for some years now. I have not just started speaking to rulers and sending works of mine to them. But this has been going on for some time. Some years. Right. Let's go on. So, you have the duty, you the people, you the Gentiles have the duty of receiving the works of God, which constitute, which make up the end of your faith. God, speaking of, let him hasten his work that we may see it, that we may know it. The Gentiles have my work. They can visit my works 24/7 on Blog Talk Radio. Visit www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. The Gentiles can visit the works of God. Wonderful, wonderful. Who would have thought that that would be possible in this day and time? Very possible. Very possible. Visit my works. Visit my works. Visit Lawmaster. Lawmaster's God. Lawmaster's broadcast with your host, Lawmaster. Lawmaster's God. That statement in Isaiah 5:19 has come to pass. God, Tommy Hart, has brought forth and made known his works to the nations, the people, the Gentiles. What has happened? What has happened is God, the Lord Tommy Hart, has done that which the people, the Gentiles, have requested of him. In the Luke 1:1 and Isaiah 5:19 request, set forth those things which are most surely believed among us and hasten your work, that we may see it, and that we may know it. Now, that's God. I turn to the book of Daniel. I'm turning. Of a truth, it is. This is Daniel 2:47. Of a truth, it is. Your God, Tommy L. Hart, your God. I'm speaking to Gentiles. I'm speaking to black people. I'm speaking to everybody in the nations belonging to the Gentiles. Of a truth, it is a truth that your God is a revealer of secrets. Very true. 2 Peter 1:3, God has given to us all things, the confirmation of what I have done. I have given to the Gentiles and the people all things. What do all things do? I ask you, say it out loud. Did you say all things define God? All things describe God precisely. All things give an accurate, precise description of God. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, all things are infallible in their conclusion on the person, the identity of God. And that thing, all things are incapable of error. All things are in their conclusion. Because with respect to God, all things are infallible. Now, I want to read the Gentiles' official statement of conversion. These readings are so important. I have given the foundation for the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion earlier, so I will just do the reading. Reading the word. This is the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. And are you mindful of the fact that God adds to these things? Are you mindful of that fact? Are you keeping up? Are you following the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart, and his works? Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. The Lord lives. We have found him of whom Moses and the prophets did write, the Lord Tommy O'Hart. This day we perceive that the Lord is among us. Behold, the day of God. Behold, it is come. God is with us. Let us not fight against God. The Lord, Tommy O'Hart, is righteous. He hears us. Let us likewise hear what he said. The Lord, our God, Tommy O'Hart, is righteous in all his works which he doeth. The Lord, Tommy O'Hart, hath brought forth our, the Gentiles, righteousness. It becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, Tommy O'Hart, as we the Gentiles have been commanded to do. If the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have showed us all these things, nor would he have told us such things as these. And this is the work of God. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which have corrupted us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to God and live? Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Let us walk honestly. Let us follow the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Who of all flesh has heard the voice of the living God, Tommy O'Hart, as we have and lived? The Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice. We have seen this day that God does talk with man, and he lives. We beheld his glory. We see all things. We, the Gentiles, are witnesses of all things which he, the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, did. He has done all things well, expertly. That the Lord, Tommy O'Hart's performance and showing of all things, indeed is a notable miracle. It is manifest to all, and we cannot deny it. God, the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, is greater than our heart and knows all things. The Lord, Tommy O'Hart, is good. The Lord, our God, Tommy O'Hart, is holy. We have a building of God. We, the Gentiles, have a law. The law of the Lord is with us. The law is holy and just and good. God, Tommy O'Hart, is the Lord who has showed us light. The law is light. Be not deceived. God, our Lord, Tommy O'Hart, is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Whatsoever things were written aforetime They were written for our learning. We ought to obey God. Let us now fear the Lord our God, Tommy, of heart. Those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever and ever. Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles' God. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with us. We are his people. We trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. He has done marvelous things. Let us exalt his name together. Let us declare the work of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We will be obedient and do all that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said. We will walk in the name of, as belonging to, the Lord our God forever and ever. This is the day which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has made. We, the Gentiles, will rejoice and be glad in it. We, the Gentiles, are made a spectacle to the world. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's servants. We will remember the name of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We will surely perform all our vows that we have vowed. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Praise our God, Tommy L. Hart, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. To him, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, be glory and majesty and power, both now and ever. Amen. The reading of the Gentiles' official statement of conversion. A powerful statement. Hear and do. Hear and do. Hear and obey. Now, I stated earlier, yes, copies of my work have been sent to, just here lately, again, to certain individuals, among them the President of the United States of America and the Congress. Okay? Now, that information should be read by the President of the United States. That information should be read before the full House of Congress. They are expected to do that which they are commanded to do. Fulfill, carry out, enforce the law. Do the law. Do the law. The people's law. Law of Moses. Respect the law. As all are to respect the law. The word says what? It says, don't just be a hearer. Don't be just a viewer of my word. Be a doer of the work. Do that which you are supposed to do. What have the Gentiles said? That they will carry out their vows. They will serve the Lord their God, Tommy of heart. Do what you have said you will do. Fulfill your own word. Fulfill your own vows. Fulfill your own promises that you have made. Make good your own word as you should. Obey the law. The Gentiles are the servants of God, the Lord Tommy Elhart. They should be about the business of serving their Lord, their God. And as you should, all of you, about the business of worshiping God, praising God, doing for God, obeying the law, the commandment that has come from God. Keeping up with the word of God, following the Lord God. But black people, remember, you do not follow Jesus, those of you who are yet clinging to Jesus and to the dead Christian religion. You follow the Gentiles. The Gentiles told you about Jesus. The Gentiles did. Jesus has told you nothing. He's a fictitious character. Doesn't exist. Can't get nothing from nothing. Can you? All right. But just remember, black people, you who are stubborn and refuse to turn to the Lord your God, Tommy, your heart, just remember, you follow the Gentiles as I have pointed out to you in the AVB. He became followers of us, there's the Gentiles in the AVB. Know who you are following. Tell the truth. Join me again next time, Thursday evening, 7 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time. Obey the law.